Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. Happy hump day. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1.
Oh, let it breathe. I mean, we have 3 hours to fill. You had a nice pep talk from B. Arthur right before the show.
Yeah, this is why I keep coming back.
She peeks her head in. We're having a conversation, wrapping something up with Alexis. And then Amy comes in. Looks at Donna, knows exactly, you know, the good coaches know exactly what their player needs to perform well.
Right, right.
She looked at you square in the eye and said, "You're dumb and your face is dumb." And she left, and here we are.
Where did it go, coach? Just give me a chance.
Yeah, that's right.
Motivation. All right, hi, everyone.
Hello, Donna.
I'll try to use that as my inspiration today.
Oh, yeah. We got a good show planned for you today. Happy hump day, as Donna likes to say.
And I just did.
That's fun. The camel commercial and stuff. Remember?
Yeah.
Why don't they should bring that back. They should bring it back for a limited run, because that was a pretty fun commercial.
That was fun. Yeah, it's like that annoying guy who's always like, "Happy Friday. Happy hump day."
No, I think that's more Ross, the podcast boss, than it is me. I do like camaraderie, but he seems like, you know, we got a little winter storm that's happening. Just a little dust up, like a little, I think, maybe 3 or 4 inch storm. There he is.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
A camel. Cute. Guess who did the voice of the Geico camel?
I don't know.
Toby from This Is Us.
Oh.
Chris Sullivan.
Oh, Toby has to go be.
That was your take on his character.
He was annoying. Did you watch This Is Us, Halls?
I did not.
Damn it. I need some camaraderie here with this Toby guy.
I think you got some support. Toby was the comedic relief, but it was in the midst of some heavy storylines, and you just thought some of the jokes, the levity wasn't needed.
I have people in my life who do that, and so I take it personally. It's like people who are uncomfortable with somebody feeling sad or in a moment feel that they need to make a joke or they need to be funny, or, you know, and it's like, that's not what I need right now. That may be what you need right now because you're uncomfortable. Then move along. You know, that's the last thing I want.
Do you have any empathy toward them, though, knowing that what they're processing?
Not in that moment when it's about me. Let's just say,
let's do an example.
Let's just say my dog died and I'm distraught.
Yeah.
Beside myself. I can't even carry on a conversation. And then someone, hey, remember when, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Like, stop.
That's.
Do you think that's odd?
No, I don't think it's odd. Maybe a smidge
harsh.
But not odd. I get it. And people are uncomfortable.
That sounds like a you problem. Yeah.
You know?
Then take it elsewhere.
But
don't call me then. I'm not looking for cheering up.
But I'm just saying, I know you're making it clear how you feel about these people's attempts. I'm just saying, to play devil's advocate, the fact that they're even calling is them saying, "I care."
Sure.
They might have a different way of doing it. So Toby in This Is Us, there'd be a serious thing, something would happen, and then he was always the levity in the show.
He's going for, like, the joke, the pun.
While someone's in hospice. And Donna.
Right, and I'm like,
Donna started the campaign, Toby's got to go be. And so,
how did that work for you?
Not real well.
He stayed on. Till the end. And in that show, I don't know how many episodes of This Is Us there were, maybe 100? And I probably watched 20 in total, like full episodes. My wife watched them all, so I'd watch some. I'd be there.
Yeah.
But I probably watched 20, like, eyes on the television.
Yeah.
Super well done.
Really, I thought really so. Good show.
Yeah. Yeah. If you like Parenthood.
And crying.
Yes. If you enjoy feeling feelings while you watch a show.
Yeah. No, it was a good show. It was a good show. Just Toby was really irritating.
Well, he was the Geico camel. It all comes full circle. Mike. Here's a headline on page six today. TJ Holmes, Amy Robach could run the New York City half marathon Sunday incognito.
How's that supposed to work?
What, are you going to wear Groucho Marx glasses?
Right? Yeah, look for the guy with the moving mustache.
They're the ones with the unknown comic paper bag on their head.
Thank you.
There's a source that told Page Six the former GMA3 anchors turned lovebirds could be among the 25,000 runners that race, but their names will not be flagged on a list of celebrity runners in advance. So if you're a celeb and you run the half marathon, you're doing it for yourself, but you're also, your publicist is like, oh, and we want to get it out there that you're doing it so that they know to get pictures at the finish line and all that, because there's a lot of people. So I guess there's another way of sort of, you know, going in below the radar. And then they're suggesting in a sea of 25,000 people and moving so fast, they'll be hard to keep up with. You won't even know it was them.
Cool.
This year's field will include Tiki Barber, TV stars Andy Dorfman, Peter Weber. But it was a year ago that Amy Robach boasted about getting him to actually run a marathon with her. So, like, this running thing has sort of been part of their journey, if you will.
Yep.
And so, anyway, it's kind of a full circle moment, I suppose. In some way, he was going through a tough thing, and she was like, you should read these books, you should start running, and then a relationship ends up happening from that as well.
Sounds like in another life, she'd be just the girl for you.
The duo ran the New York City Marathon in November, just weeks before their relationship went public. Also, TJ Holmes, looking at this picture, appears to have low body fat. Guess he thinks he's better than us. They also are saying that this Page Six article, that this new relationship between TJ Holmes and Amy Robach still not sitting well with the people who are close to them. Especially people who, like in Amy Robach's case, they say there are a lot of people who are supportive of her ex. And they're like, all this PDA and this just isn't feeling like it's going the right way. Meanwhile, they also say that it's being rumored that they are shopping a show together.
We knew that was going to happen, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason why they're dry humping on Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Good morning.
And they're calling the paparazzi to take pictures of it. They're going to shop themselves as a duo.
You know, they are. And the Page Six article even says, you know, kind of like they could do a show, kind of like Kelly Ripa and her husband Mark Consuelos will. There's a difference. And let me point out the difference among others. But again, not to say that they couldn't find an audience, and they'll probably find a home together on television. But for any executives that are hesitant about that pairing, trust matters in that format of a television show. If you're trying to do the wake up with us, have your coffee with us, if they're looking at you, let me speak of it in blunt terms. If they're looking at you and think you're the product of an affair, there's a little less ease at which the audience will latch onto the stories.
I also think they're in the throes of like passion right now.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So to do a show together is a dangerous idea because they break up when everything, you know, sizzles out or fizzles out.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? You've got these two people, fine line between love and hate, who don't want to be around each other.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're under contract. It's just a big mess. I think it's a bad idea. Thank you.
Anyway,
bye.
That's the latest we got there. All sorts of fun today. We'll do college pop culture knowledge at 10:30. When we come back, my dog had a friend come over, kind of.
Aw.
His behavior, so peculiar.
Huh.
I'll explain what happened with the dog and his visitor when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
We're back. You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Holly Roberts, also with us for hour one every day.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, hi. Steve has a dog. His name is Rex.
Thank you.
He's a soft-coated Wheaton Terrier.
Soft-coated Wheaton Terrier.
Adorbs.
People have asked where I've gotten my dog. Yeah, I'll give a shameless plug. I don't
laboratory?
Care. No, Donna.
What?
From a family who runs Wheaton's of the Valley. When I was given Rex, I was given a paper, and it referenced the words squire and something else. Not the B word.
So his lineage is quite royal.
It's documented.
Got it.
Yes. And they only Wheaton's. Just this one little family that just does only Wheaton's. So not from a lab, Donna.
Same difference.
You know, shelter people shame breeder people. And I just want to say that out loud.
You
That's
have to
all.
Do what's best for your family.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes,
I'm
queen.
Just playing.
Anyway. Oh, Rex. So we have a visitor at our house, and we will for the next 5 days. This visitor goes by the name Luigi.
Okay.
Luigi is a guinea pig.
Oh.
Luigi's comrade, who I'm pretty sure was named Mario, died. Oh. Luigi is living. Now, Luigi, worth noting, has a pretty sizable mass on his chest, and it is it moves a little bit. It's not in place. So you put your thumb on it, and it's sort of like if you had a bouncy ball in your jean pocket.
It can move. Okay, that's probably the better kind.
I don't know.
All right.
It's very off-putting to look at, but there he is. Luigi's there. Rex very rarely, never is another dog in our house. Rex got so excited to see this guinea pig. His tail, I've never seen his tail wag as fast for as long. And I mean like an hour of just nonstop tail back and forth, back and forth.
Oh, he's happy.
He seems very, very interested. So then we're all like, okay, let's make some rules here. The guinea pig's going to stay in Adeline's room. Let's keep the door closed because we don't want Rex in there.
Maybe kind
unaccompanied.
Of raised up a little bit, like on a dresser or something?
Apparently it's on the floor. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's on the floor. He's in a cage. There's a top on the cage and all that. And but then we're like, what energy is he putting out to this guinea pig? And it seemed very non-aggressive, right?
Yeah.
Tail wagging and just very, like, I want to see you. I want to look at you. At one point through the cage, you know, Luigi's little mouth was there and then Rex's mouth was there and they're sniffing each other, and it's like, okay. So then we bring Luigi out, and Rex just sniffs. And a couple of times we're just like, okay, Rex, remember, like, gentle, let's relax if you got a little too excited. Anyway, I know what you're thinking, Donna. He's either thinking, this is my new best friend, or he's thinking, this is my dinner.
Right. Or, prey, how dogs look at squirrels.
Sure, yeah. Or an eventual fetch toy. I mean, I don't know what's going through his mind, but I will say, I think it's all love, because yesterday, for a stretch of about 5 hours, Rex will usually find the person, you know, and just sort of hang out near them. He stayed upstairs, laying down outside of Adeline's closed door.
Oh, my God.
For hours and hours and hours. And then in the middle of the day, we're like, Rex, come down. Then we're playing downstairs. And then in the evening, same thing, just seated, right outside of Adeline's store, waiting. At one point, we brought Luigi the guinea pig out. And Adeline was down in the living room with him, had him on her chest. And Rex is now just seated on the couch next to her. At one point, sniffing, excited, tail wagging, tail wagging, tail wagging. But then at other times, now just seated, almost like a human. Just like, okay, is this what we're doing? Are we sitting here now? Let's just sit here. We'll sit here. We can watch that show.
You know,
it's very interesting.
He could just love Luigi.
I think he does.
I watch so many like Instagram videos of unlikely friendships between animals.
Yeah.
You know, there's a wreck.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Tolls, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Coon and a dog. There's, you know, a cat and some...
and a horse.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Right, right.
They just follow around. They follow each other. They just want to be near each other. Sometimes, you know, you want someone from your own world around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And isn't it weird how they respond differently to a fellow furred creature
than to a human?
Human. If that was my grandma who came and we said she's going to stay in Adeline's room, he would not have had that same behavior.
Right.
I find it fascinating because let me ask a question that's probably best asked when marijuana is present. How do dogs know they're dogs? Because they seem to respond to other dogs in a particular way. Do they have a self-awareness that they are a dog and we are a human? When they see a human on television, they don't go crazy. When they see a dog on television, they perk right up.
Yeah, I think so.
How is that?
I think they just have...
crazy.
Dogs are really fascinating. So are cats. But I've noticed dogs have an internal GPS. So let's say I'm driving to the cabin with my former dog buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And once we hit the dirt road, the gravel road, he's going nuts.
He knows
where we're going. Same thing with friends who have dogs and we're going to their house. He knows when we turn the corner where we are. It's the strangest, craziest thing. This internal thing that they have.
Yeah, and then there's stories about cats reuniting with their owners years after they go missing and they just show up.
It's crazy.
You know, they say the same thing truly about turtles. That turtles, and I had this happen, turtles can walk away and they can find their way back to where they were. I had a turtle that went missing like for weeks, probably into the months.
Don't tell us the end of the story, though.
Well, no, that was my previous turtle.
Okay.
Who was dug up, presumably by a raccoon or a cat, and I found his severed head in my neighbor dog's yard.
Okay, so he told it anyway. Was in the box!
This one, like, walked off, and I was like, oh, crap, the turtle ran away. And then the turtle returned.
Wow.
It's just fascinating. Here's what I would love to test, and I don't know if we'll get there, is Luigi the guinea pig on the ground, Rex on the ground, to see what happens in that situation. But I have been warned that a guinea pig can actually get scared to death.
Oh,
they don't play possum, they die.
Right.
So our main goal is to just return a living guinea pig.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to the pet store looking for a guinea pig with a tumor.
Yeah. Right.
What do you have in the way of these?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's cute.
Anyway,
Steve.
Yeah,
is this like
peculiar.
A friend's guinea pig, a neighbor?
This is my sister's. Well, it's my nephew's.
Cute. It's Luigi. I love it. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, you got a couple of stories.
Yeah, I just X'd out of the thing. Don't worry about it.
Nancy Myers has a Netflix rom-com.
Well, she did.
It's dead. Yeah, we'll tell you about that and more. For Bradshaw and Bryant's Law Firm. And something, you know, we might not think about too often, and hopefully we won't have to think about for much longer, but that is slipping and falling on the ice. I've already fallen a couple of times on my own property, but, you know, with Minnesota's cold and snowy winters, frozen puddles, they create these dangerous, slippery surfaces on walkways, and property owners by the way, are legally responsible to maintain a safe environment for visitors. So if it's slippery, you should be posting a sign, a caution sign of some sort, or taking care of that ice, salting it. And if they don't do that and you end up slipping and falling and injuring yourself on their property, you might want to report it to insurance because there's only a small window of time to file a claim, or you lose your right to collect any damages for your injury. If you find yourself in this situation, we hope you don't, but you could get a hold of my friend Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant. Find him at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Donna and Steve at your service on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. That's Steve Patterson over there, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, everyone.
Used to be a big TV star. Still kind of is.
You know, still, it's funny. I stopped correcting people because, like, somebody saw me this morning. You know, my shirt was off, whatever. I was in the locker room at the gym. Sue me. I used the blow dryer appropriately. I hope you ladies will be proud of me for that. I only use it on my head.
Okay, great.
Top of head hair.
Thank you.
So proud.
I wanted to blow my pits off, but I knew that you two would be shaming me if you suddenly saw me in surveillance. Just the pits. Can I do the pits? How about nipples up?
Use a towel. Nipples up.
But if we did nipples up, it's just the blow dryer. Actually, I guess I got to figure out where my nipples are, where my armpit is.
Come on, ladies, nips up!
Donna! All right. That's a different context. Anyway, but I didn't. But yeah, you know, nice guy comes over and says, hey, Twin Cities Live. And for a while, I would always like, I felt this honesty onus to correct them and say, well, yeah, I used to be. But then really, that just makes them uncomfortable because then they're like, oh, crap, I guess
just
I haven't watched
it. Just go, hi, how are you? I think it's nice when people say hello. Unless you're naked. If you were naked, then I'd be like, this is inappropriate, sir.
Ma'am. Anyway, yeah, I used to be a major television star. Yeah. Thank you so much for noticing that, Donna.
My favorite thing is
you were recognized from Twin Cities Live the other day. That's the only reason Rick from Target, who you came in bragging about, it was because, what, he saw you guest hosting one day or what?
I guess. I went in to get a padlock for a locker at the gym. And I was like, hey, and he was doing some work. And I said, hey, can you, do you know where these padlocks are? And he was like, I think, yeah, let me go look over here. So I followed him and then he left and then he came back and he said, are you Donna Valentine? And I said, how dare you, sir?
All I asked for was a padlock, not to get harassed.
He said, oh, I catch you every now and then when you guest on Twin Cities Live. I'm like, okay, that's three times.
I try to catch you like it's your every Friday segment. Right. Yo, Rick sounds nice. Did Rick have a mustache?
Nope, no mustache.
Boy, bucking the Rick trend, I see.
Oh, is every Rick
in my head, every Rick has a mustache.
No way, really?
Yeah. Huh. Probably goes back to the old 80s wrestler Ravishing Rick Rude.
Huh.
Remember him?
No.
Oh, he was a real hard
guy. How about Rick Astley? I don't see a mustache on that guy.
Okay, well, maybe Rick Astley's different. Name a bunch of other Ricks, though.
Rick Rubin.
Rick Springfield.
Yeah. I don't know who Rick Rubin is. I just made that up.
Yeah.
Is that a guy?
Yes! Oh, he co-founded Def Jam.
Ah, there you go. Rick Rubin.
And he has a beard.
Oh, yeah, he's the one who... top guy. Yeah, he's a great producer. Yeah.
Okay. And I watched him do an interview with Paul McCartney once on Netflix or something.
That was a little uncomfortable.
And he was just like sitting on the floor and laying around everywhere.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, he'd do well getting interviewed by Drew Barrymore. They would both just be in hog heaven. Let's ditch all the common furniture and the way that it binds us. Let us be free. Let us lay on this ground.
Okay, since you brought up Drew, that is something that's getting into people's spaces unless she has approval for that.
I bet the producers probably say, hey, by the way,
Drew wants to get up in your face.
She's touchy, she's kind of quirky, and so she might crawl on the floor at some point.
Yeah.
And if you want to get down there with her, let's do that.
I don't want someone looking at my face that closely.
I'll tell you what, now that you brought up Drew Barrymore, she during the pandemic, she was doing this, and they might still do it. They had the best technology because she would be interviewing someone up on some part of her set.
Right.
You'd see her in a chair on the right side of the screen, person on the chair on the other side of the screen.
Right.
One of them was in LA, one was in New York. And they made it look seamless. Each person had the same chair. They had the same background setup. They spliced it perfectly in the middle.
Huh.
It was wild. I saw some behind the scenes on it, maybe on TikTok or something like that. And I was just like, wow, that's impressive.
Well, also, might as well bring it up since we're talking about him. Holly had this in her Dirt Alert. Drew Barrymore is going to be hosting this year's MTV Movie and TV Awards. I think that'll be fun. I think she is a very likable person.
Oh, I think I would love to get interviewed by her. She is a celebrity. We talk about this a lot. You might enjoy watching a celebrity, but what celebrities would you enjoy having coffee with? Drew Barrymore, she would touch your knee within the first 3 seconds of your conversation. Tell me about Donna.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like that.
No.
Yeah. I would. Kelly Clarkson seems cool.
Yeah. Bubble, though. Bubble. Personal bubble.
Yeah. I call
Holly,
it.
Are you anti?
He doesn't like this, but I call it my
contact?
V-zone.
I
get
don't
out of my
like
V-zone.
You mean Valentine zone, right?
Of course.
Yes, I have my own version of my V-zone.
I'll call it my D-zone. Does that feel better?
No.
Yeah, I think D or V-zone is probably frowned upon.
What's... Oh, I get it. Okay. Wow, you go dirty real quick.
Are you nuts? You're hanging the bait out there for all of us.
You are a dirty birdie. Now
okay,
back to
now
Holly.
Wait. No, now I got to go to this. Holly, I just put something in. Crap, did I send it to you the right way? Hang
on.
I just put a thing in. Let's just go to like 148 because now we brought up Kelly Clarkson. Ah, Kelly Clarkson. Pink was on Drew Barrymore recently, so we were talking about how closely they were doing face to face yoga. It was a lot, and then I see this clip floating around, and I think this is the right one. I didn't listen to it, but I'm pretty sure it's the right one. I was so taken by this. It was on Instagram. Pink and Kelly Clarkson. Singing together just with a guitar.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
You need to tell me when you see these things.
Oh, sorry. I see a lot of those things every day. I just...
Listen to this. You'll be better for having heard it.
Who knew?
By the way, that was not even the song that I listened to. I'm now seeing that they did multiple songs, but I'm still happy that you got to hear that because they're just the
perfection.
Guitar and their voices together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
So good. And you know what I really appreciate?
Speak, queen.
Is the respect for one another. Like Kelly, when she's doing harmonies, she's pulling back. You know what I mean? Like she's pulling the mic away from her, it seemingly. You know, they're just so professional, both of them.
All right, now
she's, you know, she knows this is Pink's song. This isn't me showing off.
Okay, now I'm going to put another one. Do a little jukebox. Donna, we're just having a good time. It's hump day.
It's fine.
Okay, I put one down there.
I'm sure Holly's loving this.
Holly is really enthralled at this experience. She likes when I throw links in with very specific cues. Let's go to like 240
minute,
of this one. And this is them performing All I Knew So Far. Maybe this is the one that I heard.
This is a good song.
All right. You're welcome.
There's not many artists in pop music who can pull this off.
That is my point.
Yeah. I mean, country artists all the time. All the time. They just come in the studio and just start playing and singing.
Yes, because they came up on stages, right? I mean, not created in studios.
Right.
And so you've got to be able to earn your keep.
You're
there.
Doing songwriter showcases and things like that constantly.
I heard Pink sing for the first time without the pomp and circumstance years ago. Let's date ourselves here. Let's go back to MTV's show, The Diary Of.
Oh, yeah.
And it was The Diary of Pink. And toward the end of that episode, she sang the national anthem. And I thought, oh, my goodness. I had no idea, based on hearing her on the radio, that her voice was that good. But my suggestion for Pink would be, give us an acoustic album. You and a guitar.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It would and if you wanted to do, heck, a duets, Kelly and Pink, I mean, that would be awesome.
I don't know if I've watched a bunch of her concert specials. I've never seen her in person, but... Her rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody is off the charts amazing. Nothing short of amazing.
All right, there's your lunch hour.
There you go, look
YouTube
it up.
Search, Pink doing Bohemian Rhapsody. Anyway, that was fun. I feel better for having listened to that. And I would like to say to the Twin Cities, you're welcome. When we come back, we are going to get into If You See Something... Say something.
And then I told you so moment.
Yep. We all saw an ass on stage at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it wasn't what we thought. We'll get into that when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. This is where talk is fun. This is where if you see something, you should say something. Not you, Steve. You don't say anything. You just stop it.
Some of what happens during the commercial break is meant to be kept in a cone of silence in a safe space. I would like you to start a YouTube tech channel.
I think
it would just be so entertaining. It would be entertaining
to have Q come in here and just record us and see, like, just let things happen the way they happen during the commercial break. And just let him do whatever he wants with the footage. Okay?
Can I say anything about what you said or am I not?
And it'll cost you $10 a month to subscribe.
Yes, queen.
Okay, go ahead.
Holly, you'll appreciate
no.
this.
No!
Oh. Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Are we good?
If we have to be, we can be. Absolutely.
Okay, fine. So, remember when Jimmy Kimmel brought Jenny the donkey from Banshees of Inisherin, mm-hmm. Onto the stage at the Oscars?
Yes.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite moments.
I loved it too.
Colin Farrell's genuine excitement upon seeing the donkey was just adorable.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he said that they brought it in from Ireland. I'm like, you did not. That's not even the same donkey. And you were like, well, why couldn't they bring it in for Ireland? I'm like, you really think they're going to take an animal of that size, stress it out, put it on a plane, fly it over here just to have like 30 seconds on stage and then to fly it back and stress that poor animal out? There's no way that is the donkey from the movie.
I was just leaving room for Hollywood spending money without thinking. And I thought I could see that.
Well, that wasn't Jenny. Okay, guys. That was Dominic.
The Italian Christmas donkey.
It was a male donkey. Jimmy Kimmel revealed that it wasn't even from Ireland, where Jenny is said to be spending her early retirement. That was a local donkey.
Is there any backlash that they had a male donkey playing the role of a female donkey? I mean, is Jenny upset about this?
This is what he said. We didn't think it was a good idea to fly a donkey over from Ireland, so we hired an L.A. donkey. Maybe you noticed the lip fillers and implants. To anybody, he said to anybody who was upset that they didn't get to see the actual donkey, we're sorry. They want to apologize on the behalf of the Academy. It'll never happen again. Anyway, I thought that was a cute moment, though. Because, do you guys see the movie?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. Just see the movie.
Yep.
Which story do you want me to get to? I saw something. You want me to start saying things now?
Sure, say things. Go ahead, whatever you want.
I thought that, okay. Donna got new AirPods, everybody. She got new AirPods.
Nice. Thank you.
She looked at me, Holly. And she was being serious. And I think that this is very endearing. She said, you know, this is a splurge for DVAL. And so I'm waiting to hear how much these were. I said, well, tell me, what does that mean when you use that word? It's all relative, right? She said, well, they were normally $59.99 and I got them for $30. And I just didn't, I was not expecting $30 on a really smart technological device to be described as a splurge. But I guess you've probably never bought headphones or AirPods before.
I've bought headphones.
Well, yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, on my ears, no.
I don't, when I have a drawer full of, you know, earbuds, I don't need to have a new pair of earbuds. I just.
What prompted this purchase, Queen?
I needed, I couldn't find my earbuds.
Okay. The drawer was empty.
Yes.
And then, Holly, here I am alone in a room with her. Yep. I'm the only person that can offer her assistance as she says to me, How will I know which one goes in which ear?
Okay.
So,
usually they're labeled, right? Like an R and an L. This
yeah, you can see labeled. That. But I think also, like, put the one that I said is for your right ear.
Is it the one on the right side of the case?
It is, and I think they probably do that for a good reason. But also, you'll just notice, like, that's probably how it should fit in your ear.
All right, that's cool.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, it's talking to me now.
Oh, see, no. I honestly could
have... Sorry, guys, bigger name on the other line. Gotta go.
Connecting. I'm telling you, a Donna Valentine YouTube channel where she does tech reviews, you would legit probably get a million subscribers.
Yep.
You could monetize the bejesus out of it. Oh, my gosh.
It'd be like everything that's so obvious. I'm like, guys,
and
look,
let me edit it.
If you I put it in here, you could charge that.
Yes, but then also... smash cut to 4 seconds later when you're like, wait, why is it blue now? She's getting worried about the lights that are happening. Everything is overreacted, highly emotionally charged because it's a new relationship.
It's only funny because it's true.
That's right.
I know.
You know, I saw ChatGPT. I saw something on Twitter. ChatGPT was trending. And this is that, you know, advanced artificial intelligence that's been in the news over the last few weeks. And one of the things they were saying, and Holly, look out. They said March 15th is the date that ChatGPT had predicted the stock market would crash.
Oh, no. I think we're going to be okay.
I don't know. The computer said that. Worth noting, the market at one point did go down 610 points.
Oh, I'm seeing 500.
Well, okay. Look, there's been some financial shenanigans that have been happening over the past weekend.
Yeah. Bank stuff. Yes. Yeah.
And it's the Ides of March. I'm sure ChatGPT was like, I know, I'm going to say that this day is bad because Shakespeare did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Oh,
7 minutes ago, Dow falls 600 points.
That'll be fine.
That's fine.
Also, ChatGPT is apparently, they released this. It was trending for two reasons, I guess, today. One is that they predicted the stock market crash. And then the other was that they've released... ChatGPT 4, which is apparently supposed to be more powerful. Let me ask a question to the room.
Okay.
In 2 years, do we think ChatGPT, will we look back and say, do you remember that? Or will we look around and say, look at it. Look at how it's implemented in business.
You might. I don't think I will.
I think it's going to be more of the NFT variety.
Okay.
Of things. It will still be around. There's a lot of hype around it.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually it will find its niche, so to speak. This is kind of like a Beanie Babies situation.
Okay. We've got to find our...
You get a lot of hype. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Meta, the company that owns Facebook and Instagram, was super hyped about virtual reality.
Right.
Come today, they're laying off another 10,000 people because no one wants to hang out in the artificial intelligence rooms.
Oh my gosh. And what a miserable failure that was. When they showed what that looked like, oh my gosh. I mean, at least have us looking like human beings on Mount Everest having our budgeting meeting. Instead, it looked like we were thrown back into some... like Super Mario World. It was glimpse of it that I saw. I just thought it almost felt like each time you saw an image or a little teaser about it, that it felt like you were getting pranked.
Yeah. So, you know, they took a gamble that folks wanted to hang out in the metaverse. Turns out nobody really does. Now, that being said, these technologies planting the seeds, maybe 5-10 years from now they'll be integrated in other technologies, but you know,
let me ask if this is a useful use of it, because on their like ChatGPT 4, they're like it's 82% less likely to respond to a request asking for disallowed content. So they're trying to say, look, we're getting safer, we're not just going to let weirdos come in here and people trying to poke holes in it get us the bad information. We're trying to shore up that part of ChatGPT. But also, is this useful? You could input in ChatGPT for this. Andrew's free from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Joanne's free from noon to 2 and then 3:30 to 5. Hannah is available at noon for half an hour and then 4 to 6. You input all that information, right? You're just writing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, what are some options for start times for a 30-minute meeting for Andrew, Hannah, and Joanne? And then it spits out a thing that says, Andrew 11 a.m. to 3, Joanne 12 to 2, and then 3:30 to 5. And then it breaks it all down, and then it says your best availability for a 30-minute meeting is between 12 and 12:30 p.m. Is that a useful use of the technology?
It's so you don't have to do math, I guess, and look at everyone's schedules.
Yeah, how's your board 8 ape NFT doing? I leave you with that.
She goes all board 8, and she drops the mic, ladies and gentlemen, and now she cries in the bathroom.
All right, bye, Holly.
Holly back for a Dirt Alert with the adventures of Bradley and Dawn. We've got a Dirt Alert coming up next.